Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a very special event that is happening this Sunday at Clinton Raceway. Joining us on the phone lines is Assistant General Manager from Clinton Raceway, Tony Elliott joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. Big event slated for Sunday, August 7th, with quite a Stratford connection, if you will. What's happening on Sunday, Tony?
This Sunday, we have the $15,000 Rick Hayter Memorial Trot, and that's just one part of the big event on the day. It's in memory of Vic Hayter, obviously, and someone who was a huge part of his Clinton Raceway and, obviously, the Stratford community itself. So we're always thrilled to host the event, and this is the first time in a couple of years where we've actually haven't had any restrictions in terms of our crowd. Last year, we were able to get up to 700 people, which didn't quite get to what we normally do on a day like that. So we're more than happy to have it back again for the seventh time, and this time we're hoping to have a huge crowd out.
Oh, and I'm sure we're going to get a huge crowd. Great to have these in-person events happening again. So how does it work for Sunday?
Everyone can just show up, free admission, free parking. There's lots of stuff going on, face painting, popcorn, cotton candy for the kids, and then we have the $15,000 invitational trot at the last race of the day, which welcomes some of the top preferred trotters around the province. So people certainly love that from a racing standpoint. And then there's a 50-50 on track for OSAS, the Ontario Standard Adoption Society. And then there's also there's a raffle draw currently going on with a lot of great prizes for that, which people can still purchase on track on Sunday and also can purchase them throughout the week here at Clinton Raceway.
And you can make it a family affair, if you will. There's lots of fun for the kids, too.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's something that the Hayter family always was passionate about. They wanted it to be like a carnival-type atmosphere, so we got a clown out, all that stuff. It's certainly going to be a lot of fun for the kids, and there's something for the whole family. That's something that we take pride in. The Hayter family certainly was all about that when they came up with the event 7 years ago.
It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, you have Vic Hayter, passed away back in 2016 at the age of 77, of course, a Stratford hotelier, but was also a big, big supporter of Clinton Raceway and of horse racing as well. And I know his family are big supporters of this continuing.
Oh, they're huge supporters, and you can just tell by talking to them. We work closely with Greg Hayter on this event. He certainly has passed on the passion of racing to his family, and that you can certainly, it kind of shines through of what Clinton Raceway meant to him. And obviously he was a very, very busy man, and with managing the hotels, he always found time to come to Clinton Raceway on Sunday. So that's certainly really special for his family. It's really special for us just to be able to celebrate that and celebrate someone who's had so much having to do with the growth of Clinton Raceway and supporting it through the years. And we're certainly proud to be able to continue that in his legacy.
The $15,000 Vic Hayter Memorial Trot Day is set for Sunday, August 7th at Clinton Raceway. You can make a day of it. What's the best way to get to more details?
You can go to our website, www.clintonraceway.com, and obviously there's a lot of radio ads out right now, so you'll probably hear a lot of the details, and obviously check out our social media. There will be lots of posts this week, and there's already a lot of information out there, and post times 1:30 p.m. and all the fun will go all afternoon.
Perfect. Tony Elliott, Assistant General Manager with Clinton Raceway, talking about the Vic Hayter Memorial Trot Day for this Sunday. Tony, thanks so much for all the details, and have a great day on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I certainly appreciate it.